Hey, let's comment on this. Somebody do that math work now. Dave's got his phone.
I was trying to find the odds, but can't find them.
Dave has, you talk about magic, Dave has a phone with apps for everything. We got a joke today from Dave in Canada, and Jeannie Copps in Michigan, and Kent Heisner in Piatone. Joan O'Brien from Bloomingdale sent us a joke, and Pete Hansen in Milwaukee did too. Steve Noskowitz, thank you. He's the science vigilante of Wonder Lake, Illinois. Jeff Schult, maintenance coatings company, South Elgin, writes, hey, John, two Saturdays ago, I bought a new bicycle, a Trek Marlin 6 from Village Cycle Sports in Arlington Heights. Hey, it's working. And Paul in Dixon, Illinois writes, King John, I think the folks at WGN need to create a goon squad to go out to the homes of all those listeners who brag about having the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug and take them back. Just saying. Hoping one day to be able to brag about being the owner of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug in Dixon, Illinois. I'd like to thank the person who told my granddaughter that when she lies, her eyes change color. Now she squeezes her eyes shut whenever she's fibbing, so my job is a lot easier. Hey, John Williams, it's true when your wife says what? She's giving you time for proofreading and corrections. An officer at the airport came up to me with one of those sniffer dogs and said, he tells me you're on drugs, and I said, I'm on drugs. You're the one talking to dogs. Here's some sound advice. If someone has upset you, write a message about how you feel and put it in a bottle and then hit them over the head with it. You know, without coffee, I'm always walking into rooms forgetting why I went in there. With coffee, I still don't remember, but at least I have some coffee. Hey, does anyone want to buy a broken barometer? No pressure.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett portrays an overserved patron at a local pub, and John Williams will star as other person overserved at local pub.
Hey, what was that noise?
My shirt fell.
It sounded a lot heavier than that.
I was in it. My wife yelled at me this morning because the fridge was full of stir fry. Apparently, I was sleepwalking again. My wife got stung by a jellyfish, and she shouted, quick, pee on it. So I peed on it, shouting, that's for stinging my wife. Hey, Dave, I got more books for you to read.
Well, I'm pretty busy, John, reading Hurricane by Rufus Blownoff.
I'll give you just a couple more.
You just wrote that name back in there, didn't you?
We're going to weave Rufus Blownoff into the show a lot going forward, I get the feeling. Anyway, I got more books for you to read here, Dave. How about this one, How to Drive an Ambulance by Adam Maway.
Just one more, John.
Read this book, Dave, then. How to Avoid Credit Card Debt by Cassius Better. And Oil Prospecting by Brent Crude. That one came to us in the Wintrust Business Lunch on Steve's Business Report. You know, I don't want to get all hoity-toity with you guys, but I believe that popular culture was invented to distract the working class from coming together to overthrow the rich. Instead, we spend our time reading about the Kardashians, split into factions, arguing about which is our favorite. Mine is Courtney.